begin the current davening says Eben Dav Tzavi Beis. We begin the Amud Beis. We begin the Tzavi Masla. Begins with the Gemara Gifan Begitana. The grapevines are in the smaller one, and then Mutal is raised. Then you're allowed to plant in the large one. Tzavi disagrees with Rashi's interpretation. Why is it permitted to plant in the big one? The Gemara said when you plant the grapevines in the smaller courtyard, you're allowed to plant the big one because regarding the big one, there's like a machitza separating between the vineyard and the seeds. Now, Pishbukunjers, Rashi explains that then there's a problem because when the seeds ultimately grow, now now you have a problem here. Now, although we view not the small one and the big one, but we view the big one and the small one, so although you're allowed to plant in the big one, but says Rashi, that's not going to make the grapevines forbidden, even though they're in the smaller one, which is always considered secondary to the big one. And the reason is, like the Gemara says, there's a story where someone planted other types of vegetation in the vineyard of his friend. The story came in front of the sages. They said, this is what the guy planted, those seeds, they're forbidden. But the Hitayirag found them, and they said that the grapevines are going to be permitted. My time, what's the reason? Because converse of a life, the only thing that the Torah biblically prohibited with a grapevine is converse and life. Two types of seeds. Shazram Draban, but all of the seeds are only rabbinic. So they've hacked Abad Isur Kansu. The one who did the Isur, they penalized him, which is the rabbinic Isur. Hacked the Abad Isur Kansu, the one that didn't do the Isur himself, someone else did it, they didn't penalize him. So says Rashi Bachanami. So here also the same thing. Since when he planted the big one, the Heter Zara, that was permissibly, because for the big one, it's considered like there's a machitza. So I feel a and then even if both of them are his, likely the mechanism, we're not going to penalize him even for the grapevines which are planted in the small ones. Now, but then says Taisul Pirusha, according to Rashi's interpretation, we have to say that was his whole calculation, to other types of seeds, and if it's only rabbinic, and therefore we're not going to penalize him since he's doing it permissibly. But says Taisul Pirusha, it's a wonder, because the Hechit Shari Lahani Echazim Kishiglu, how do you even let, passively, allow the seeds when they become big, because Kim did the Yurigadil Bagitana, like our Gemara says, you view what's in the big one as if it's in the small one. Because the fill all the Malayan Tanamasakh's climb. Even if it would have grown by itself, the Mishnah is in climb, how you're able to someone passing a vineyard. Viro Yerik Batir Kamani sees a vegetation growing on its own in his vineyard. Vamani says, like, when I come back, I'll take it out. In Haisa Messiah, Master, if in the interim it grew a 200, it's going to be forbidden. Since he was looked away from gathering it. So you see, just by leaving it, and obviously that Gemara the Menachas was talking about where the guy didn't know that there were seeds in his vineyard, and they didn't make it forbidden to him, but if he knows and he didn't, then it's going to be rabbinically forbidden, even if he did it permissibly. So how can you say, like Rashi's interpretation, that this guy is going to be permitted to allow it to continue growing even after that is the growth of the seeds in the big one. So, lekach nerush nera l'ri l'farish time in the mishmaim. So, rather, the ri gives the interpretation of why is it permitted to plant in the big one and to leave it even after it grows. It's mishum d'shem g'dayla al katan, because it works one way, not two ways. The title of the big field dominates and is on the small one. But the ain't shem g'tan al g'dayla, but you don't view the small one on the big one. So the avagav de ingifan b'gitana, although that there's no grapevines in the small one, asa lazaira, you're not allowed to plant it because there's a title of a vineyard also on the small one, you're not allowed to plant it because rachmana kabbal al shem karen. What the Torah is particular about is interesting. It's not that you're not allowed to have seeds in the, and grapevines together. It was specifically on the title of a karen of a vineyard. The chesivik the pasuk says like scissor kamacha klein. You're not allowed to plant your vineyard of forbidden mixture. But grapevines in the small one, then you're allowed to plant seeds in the big one, because by the big one, they're not going to call it Lysizr Kamachaklein, because there's no title of a kerem on the big one. Because although that when you're going to plant the seeds, there's going to be a title of a field on the small one. And wait, if that's a sada, which others rhyme on the small one, because the small one is secondary to the big one. So wait a second, now you have grapevines growing in a plantation of wheat, and Lacha should have to be concerned with that. Because Rachman like Kabbara Shem Sadat, the Torah is not particular about climb in a field. So like Siv Satalisi the Kerem, it doesn't say your field should not grow a forbidden mixture of a vineyard. Now the Mashma the Kabbat Hashem Sadat, that would have sounded like it's particular about that of a field. But it's not. It's only Sizu Kamacha Klaim, which is only specifically that has a title of a Kerem. So Taisbrad, that according to Rashi, the reason why you allowed to plant the big one because you didn't do anything wrong when you planted. That Maisa of Zri was permitted. And it's obvious from the Gemara Menachos that by Rabbinic Klein, when you didn't do anything wrong, we don't penalize you. And based on Rashi's interpretation, he says, our sugya obviously has to be talking about Rabbinic Klein. According to the Reed, the reason why it's permitted to plant and to maintain the seeds in the big one is because you have the title of the big one, which is a Sada, on the small one. But the title of the small one, which is the Kerem, is not on the big one. So therefore, when the Gefanim are on the small one, there's no title of Kerem on the big one. If you're allowed to plant seeds in the big one, because the Torah is only particular on the title of a Kerem, and the big one is not called a Kerem. To the next test, the Master begins with the Gemara. Each of the Gedele beget b'kitana. If the woman is in the larger field, and the get is in the small one. Shais disagrees with Rashi, how to interpret the Gemara. If the Gemara says, another one of the nafkaminas of this, that we're describing in our Gemara, is that we say that the title of the big is on the small, but the small is not on the big, is if the woman is in the big chatzer, and the husband throws the get into the small one. So it's as if that the husband gave the get to the chatzer that the woman is in, and then she's going to be divorced. Rashi explains, and actually both courtyards are hers, but, so what are we saying? Because the Ikulman, there is an opinion that says in Gidna Vine Zion base, this that we said if you throw get to his wife, if she's in her house or she's in the courtyard, then she's divorced, that there's an opinion that holds the Davka Dementis Patech Beis Hashem. It's only if she's standing in it, it's not enough that it's her property, she has to be standing in it at that time. But if she wouldn't be standing inside of it, it wouldn't work. Although it's hers. So therefore, we have to have as if she's in that area. So we're saying that the smaller courtyard is like she's in there because she's in the big one. Now, more of it says, Taisus, but what you have to say is, the Hadik Amin Hasim Gemara, this it says within the Gemara, Bhusha Amda Betzad Besa, that she's standing there on the side of her house. Obviously, La Betzal Besa Kamar, it doesn't mean near the house. Al Betech Besa Mamash Kamar, rather, it means literally she's in the house. Because they're telling the house of Masim, like it says in the Mishnah, Betech Besa in the house. Because the Hachamina here, our Gemara, based on Rashi's interpretation, we're saying, Yishu Begitan Begitayla in Megarashis. If the woman's in the small one and the get's in the big one, it's not going to be a good divorce. Al Betech Medis Eitzal, although she's standing near the big one, it's not enough to be near it. You have to actually be inside of it. However, Larinira, he gives a different interpretation. He says, when we say the woman is in the big one, it doesn't mean that that's where she's standing. And like Rashi says, that she owns it. No, the Achemari, here we're talking about that someone loaned to the woman one courtyard. And we say the Isha is in the Gedayla means that was the one that was loaned to her. And Isha B'Ketana means that they loaned her the small one. The coming in, this is what the Gemara is saying. The Kushashilu la Gedayla, when they lend her the big one, Habashma Gamal Ketana, that inclusive of the small one. And therefore, if the gets there, it's also part of what was loaned to her. You should be ketan if the woman's in the small one. Sheshila ketan means to say that the small one's loaned to her. That would not give her domain of the big one. Never saw the big one. She's not going to be divorced because that wasn't put in her chatzah because that wasn't loaned to her. So, according to Rashi, both courtyards are hers. But the reason why if she's in the small one, she's not divorced because she's not in the courtyard where the get is, according to the Re, if both are hers, of course she'd be divorced, because it's enough that she's actually, like the Gemara says, on the side of her courtyard. Right here, we're talking that she had a loan, one courtyard. That's the Gemara saying that if they loaned her the big one, then that's inclusive of them. The small one, they loaned her the small one, that would not be inclusive of the big one. Ketanek says the Master begins with the Gemara Tish Begdel of Yachad Begitana. If there's nine in the big and there's one in the small, it's tough, and then they combine. Chase explains that you need to have the majority in the big one. Additionally, Chase differentiates between joining a minion together in contrast to answering Kedusha, which if you're standing in the small one. So the Gemara said that if you have an individual standing in the small courtyard, so he completes the minion in the large courtyard that's near that. So that says Chase is that this is Davka B'yachim B'ketan. This is specifically if there's an individual in the smaller one, but the majority of the minion is in the big one, then we say that the minority is going to supplement and complete the minion. Al chamish b'ketan v'chamish b'gedol, if you have half in the small and half in the big one, im etzav, and they don't combine. And the sefer did not ketish b'ketan, so then why did the sefer say specifically if you have nine in the small one? So it says, who had them chamish b'ketan? The same thing would have been if you have five in the small one. El agav ratio, not going high lishna, it's just because of the ratio. We said 9 and 1. Say we also said 9 and 1, but it's really even if it's 5 and 5 would not combine. Now, additionally, Tesis clarifies, says, v'ad et nam perikei tzitzan. This is the Gemara's psachim that pehim apes. Regarding the boundaries of the sanctification of Yerushalayim, regarding eating Kashrim Kalim, which is in the whole city of Yerushalayim, so he's saying in the agaf ulefnim kalefnim, from the door, from the doorpost of the wall, inside is like inside. What's from the doorpost and outside is like outside the city. There, Rav said in the Gemara that this halacha is not just regarding the city of Yerushalayim, but it's also b'chein le'tefillah, also applies to the laws of tefillah. And Rav Shimon Levi Yami says, afil mechitza shebazli, says, no, even if a wall of iron does not separate between the Jewish people and their father in heaven. So says Taisus, it seems like that their dispute is regarding combining and supplementing and completing the minyan, which is if someone's standing in within the doorpost of the shul, and then he's like part of the minyan. If he's outside, then he's not going to. Because the Taisus says, because if it's regarding one fulfilling his obligation of something that they're doing in the shul itself, Rav would agree that Yitzhak Filo Chutz Beit Knesset, of course, someone would fulfill his obligation even if he's outside of the doorpost of the shul, can unpeg Rav Bezin, like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Chosan Abbas. If someone's walking behind the shul, B'Shem HaKol Shev, B'Kam Megillah, and he hears the sound of the shayfar, the sound of the reading of Megillah, Im Kimin Li B'Yotzev, if he focused and he had a mind to listen, then he fulfills his obligation. So, obviously, it would not be regarding fulfilling obligation, rather regarding completing the minute. But on that vakasha, but that's a difficulty. Because the Mekane, if that's the case, Sugi Dahachik Rav, our Sugi over here is like Rav, which is not like Yerushalayim Levi, who holds that, oh, there's not going to be any separation. Now, the problem is, the Gemara says, Dabla Mechazma Beis, Mashma, the Kamala Yerushalayim Levi. Sounds like they were ruling Yerushalayim Levi, Kabi Amshachar Kahanim, when you have people that are behind the Kahanim giving Birch the Kahanim, which is that they don't fulfill the obligation, and the Gemara that brings anonymously for the Gemara, like the teaching of Rav Shimon Levi, sounds like halachas of Rav Shimon Levi, not like Rav. So on that sense, Taisus Benir LeFarsh would seem to explain that the two sugyas are not talking about the same thing, because the Letziruv regarding combining the minyan by Rav Shimon Levi, Rav Shimon Levi would agree that no, you don't combine if you're beyond the door. Like our Gemara says over here. Now, Pligi, but that machlekes over there is le'inyan lanis kedushay baruch, is regarding responding to kedusha. Or Baruch Hu, the Kamala of Begil, which Gemara tells Begil of Gimel Meis, they in Davish Begedusha Baruch Masar, that you can't have an element of sanctity like Kedusha Baruch Hu, less than 10 people. Ksaver Rav, Zerav held min Agav Lachulitz and Yochel Anis, that you can't answer the Kedusha and Baruch Hu beyond the doorpost. The Lav Bechal Tzibish Bevinim, because that's not included in the Tzibah that's on the inside. That Bishma Levi Sabi holds not, Avil Mechid Shabazz Mav Sekhs, nor even a wall of iron does not separate. And that is, Lav Bechal Tzibah is included in the Tzibah, La'anis Birchas, Kahanim, but not Devash Begedusha to respond to Berachas Kahanim and any Devash Begedusha like Kedusha or Baruch Hu. So this that we say that you have nine in the big one and the small one that they combine, that's specifically again that you have the majority in the big one. If you don't have the majority, even five and five is not going to combine. And this Rav Shimon Levi says that even a wall of iron does not separate between the Jewish people and the Father in heaven, that's specifically regarding responding to Kedusha and Baruch Hu with the Tzibah, but it does not help to complete that we need the minyan for davening. Next says the Mazda begins with the Gemara Shel Mali in Mechitza, because were there not any wool, he could just distance for Amos and that he could plant. Chase explains, where is the question of Abaye coming from? What type of wool is that? Because Abaye asked, on this that's forbidden to plant in the small one when you have grapevines in the big one. If that's the case, he says, well, you find the wool making it forbidden. Because if there was no wool by the big one, so you just distance Dalet Amos from the vineyard and it would plant. And now it's going to be forbidden in the whole small one. Chase explains. The question of Abaye is from the extensions of the big one. That like Rashi explains, if there were no extensions of the big one extending more than there is where it opens to the small one, if let's say it would be evened out, the big one to the small one, so both would be one courtyard, and then you would just disentangle Amos in your plant. If you have a distance of between the vineyard and the wall, 12 amas, like you have by any mechalek kerem, which is the distance between the vineyard and the wall. Problem is, now that you have these walls, these extensions, that the big one's bigger than the small one, and it's fit to go ahead, and now the courtyards are a separate one from the other. So now there are two courtyards, one's big, one's small. Now it's even worse off. The walls are making things also because of, now you can't plant in the small courtyard. Even if it's 100 amas this field. Like it sounds like from the wording of the Mishnah, it's like the opening, the entry, the foyer of the big one. Like it's as if it's an opening itself. Now, Tosis explains moreover, he says, the question is specifically from the wall of the large one, that we find that the mechitza is making things worse. But from the wall of the small one, they don't want to ask, and to prove that you see a mechitza is making things worse. And that is, because if you didn't have any walls, meaning of even the small field, let's say the big one had walls, but the small one didn't have walls, then they're too insufficient, you wouldn't have to distance. You can plant right next to the big one, because the opening of the big one is like a wall separating whatever's on the other side. And now, actually, and we're coming to explain why we didn't ask that question, the walls of the small one that surround it, making it into an enclosed field, which is now a katana that's like the Pesach Shigadayla, maybe those walls should be what's making things forbidden. Unless it says, no, the Inzit Timah, that's not a wonder. Because the Kisha'im Chitza Katanas, when you don't have the walls of the small ones, then Nir Hagif, that's actually when you see the extensions of the big one that's opening up into the small one, and therefore you could plant near it. But and by the small walls, many of the small one from the sides of the opening, then you don't recognize the extensions of the big one. And then the extent that space would not be a breach between the two courts as like an opening. And therefore you would not be able to plant in the small one. So therefore it's not difficult that the walls of the small one are not walls that make things usser. Rather, the walls of the small one is Vahavasilik Machitzas. That would be just removing of the walls of the big one, because if there's no walls, so that there's no opening, and rather the small one is breached to the big one, and therefore you can't plant over there. So that's why Tosis says that the question is specifically from the walls of the big one, not the walls of the small one. Now, but then Tosis explains in a different way. Vaimari and the research of Lachayar Nir Matecha Svar would seem logical. That one should not be stringent with the small courtyard, that the small field that's breached to the big one, that it shouldn't be yesim ilu hitech mechitza gedola. It shouldn't be any worse than if the small one was within the confines and the walls of the big one. Shemarchi dalamas vizere, where, yeah, if you're in the big one itself, you could distance dalamas and plant, kedim mechel akerem, like dalachav mechel akerem, kashiyash bein akerem lukasiyot bezamas, as long as you have between the vineyard and the wall 12 amas, that same thing should be also over here. But this, that we're considering this morning as the opening of the big one. That's only to make as if the small one's within the walls of the big one. Meaning, you shouldn't bring seeds over there unless you distance it at Dalet Amos. And that, in other words, and you shouldn't say like the opening between the two of them is like a wall separating and that you can plant right near it. Which was what Rashi was saying, Tosis finds difficult, but to be more stringent, and as if it was in the walls itself, in a Svalachari, similarly, that's not logical to say. Now, moreover, this that Abai said, that, okay, we're finding a wall making things forbidden, but how you near the Hachabrusha? It seems that this is what he's saying, which, the way Tosis is saying, it's not really making it worse. No, Metzin Mechitza L'Isser, we find a wall making things worse, Shemein Mechitza Kalal Gedol, that if there were no walls at all for the bigger one, so then Machi Dal Ramas Begitan Mazarin, and you could just distance Dal Ramas by the small one, and you can plant. Even if you don't have 12 amas from the vineyard on the outside towards the wall of the outside of the small one, in other words, that even if you don't have from the vineyard in the big one 12 amas until the middle wall that's facing the small one, even though that's been a kerem a kaisel, seemingly it would have to be like a machala kerem, that if you don't have 12 amas, you can't plant. No, but like Demel Machal Hakerem, we would say it's not similar to the Machal Hakerem. The Hazem Gam Hakerem Mokut Machitza, because there, that's at least the vineyard itself is surrounded with wolves. Lachat Tzorchit Beis Amas, therefore you need to have 12 Amas. Aval Hacha, the Sod Hakerem Machitza, but over here, we're around the vineyard, there's no wall. V'leshayach Kesek Etan Hakerem, and it doesn't apply the wall of the small one to the vineyard, so Ein Tzorchit Beis Amas, so you don't need to have 12 Amas. And therefore you find that the wall is making things worse because because now that you have walls for the big one, so you need to have 12 amas until the wall is a small one, like machalakam, which again, if you didn't have the walls of the big one, you would just distance dalet amas and you're planned, even if there's no 12 amas. So therefore that's the question that we find that we're making it worse. However, Abel Emiri, but the Re says, then no, the Efshel Farshka, you can't explain like we just said. that this that Abai is asking that we find mechitza making things worse, are going to the mechitzas of the big ones. Because again, if that's the case, then why is Abai asked from the case of mechalakem, which sounds like that only over there is mechalakem? So mechalakem kaima hashtar would mean over here is already told about mechalakem that we find the mechitza is making things worse. That because there's no walls, like we said, that wouldn't have a halacha mechalakem, you would just distance from some plan. And if there were walls, then as we explained, that would have the halacha mechalakem. So rather than the early pirush Rashi, therefore it seems primarily like the way Rashi says, which mechitza that's making things worse is the gifufim, the extensions of the big one. Which without the extensions, then the two courts would be like one, and you would just disendal an amas in your plant if you have 12 amas from the vineyard until the wall. Now this is the gifufim, that's what you can plant. So Taisus brought that according to Rashi, Bai's question is from the gifufim of the big one, which without the gifufim, you would just disendal amas in your plant, and if it's 12 amas from the vineyard to the wall, and now that there's no gifufim, then you can't plant at all in the katana. Whereas according to the Ri, Abai's question is regarding the walls of the big one. If the big one didn't have walls, you're just distant all amas in your plant. And even if you don't have 12 amas from the vineyard until the small one's walls, because then now that you have walls for the big one, now you can't plant there. That's the question. Is it going to the gefufim or the kaislam of the gedai? To next says the master begins with the gomamli rabba labaya. Rabba says ta abaya. Chases brings and proves like the girsa of Rabbeinu Tam, which in the gemara rabba proved ta abaya, that we do find the wall making things worse. We find this by a gazebo that has petzimen, which has two halachic walls, one opposite the other one. And by the edge, there's like a pillar that's a tefach, where now it's kachuk because it has like three walls. But if you hishvis petzimeha, if you put two inner walls within the petzimen, now the extra walls are going to make things worse. So you find that mechitza is making things worse. Now, Rabbein Tam hegiya rabba, not amali rabba labai, but rather Rabbein Tam edits that it should be rabba. Shari rabba, verb zera, verb rabba, verb chanan, have a yasvu. They were all sitting and analyzing from our Mishnah. We learned that the urine, meaning of the big ones and the small ones, and not that the small ones and the big ones. And that we said you have application of granite klayim, get, and shleif tibin, and minion. Now, and that is Abai Hiksha al Diktik Shalen. Abai was asking on their inferences of the halacha of from our Mishnah. And that is Bachal Echad Echad, Balakam Devav, the Mithin Machit. Listen, therefore, each one of them was coming to show and maintain their supposition that, yeah, you could find mechitza making things worse. So it makes sense that it was Rabba responding and not Rava, because Rabba was defending his position. Now, Afagab diktas near the Rabba Hoyle Ligers, although it does seem that the Girsa should be like our Tezdem Masa, there was actually Rava, and the reason in the Kama Basach, in fact, the Gemara says right after that Abaya tells Lididik Shero, Lididach Habasik Mechitzes, what I mean. According to me, it's actually going to be kosher the case you're describing. It's not actually an issue. According to you, all it is doing is removing walls. Now, who is that that has the machlekes regarding hishas bitzanel? It's actually Rav Abaya pligi baha besukah perakama on the fitchas meralz, where shemeskira achar Abaya, and we know that it's Rava because we mentioned him after Abaya. If it was Rava would be before Abaya. It would sound like that it actually is Rava. Well, the common namim isla, and also later on the Gemara also brings this machlekes in sukkah between Abaya and Rava. And that's why Abai is mentioned before Rav. But Mekamakam near Tvek Meshigir Rabbein Tam, it still seems more appropriate the way Rabbein Tam edits, again, because it was Rabba who's coming to defend his position that started this whole Gemara's discussion that Abai is asking on them, and it was Rabba responding and not Rabba.